You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Along with wind energy and electric vehicles, the growth of solar power is expected to have one of the largest contributions to reducing global carbon emissions. According to statistics from Climate Analytics, 2024 is likely to be the year that carbon dioxide emissions peak and start to fall, in part thanks to innovations that have allowed the growth of renewable energy sources. I spoke to Professor Emeritus Ralph Cooney in the Department of Chemical Sciences at the University of Auckland to discuss the evolution of solar power and its contribution to reducing global emissions.
So, I just wanted to ask you, how much is solar power and renewable energy sources contributing to our emissions reductions goals at the moment?
The current thinking and the current data that we have, just that there are three renewables that are making more progress than the others. And those three, solar energy, wind energy, and wind energy onshore at the moment, although it's believed that offshore wind energy in the long term, if it can solve its problems, will be more effective. The third one is electric vehicles and avoidance of using petrol. Basically, they're the three, solar, wind, and EVs. Now, the others, there are, of course, possibly how many? There may be another 10 or 15 other renewable technologies that are sitting there. They're essentially developed, but they may have to be implemented. They may have to be optimized. And they're very likely in the longer term to play a role as well. So solar, wind, and EV are kind of leading the charge. And that's a bit of a surprise, really, because I think for most of us, thinking about solar panels on roofs of our houses and buildings and so forth, thought of it always as a small-scale source of renewable energy. But what's happening now is that there's modifications, improvements in the technology of the panels. The scale, the nature of the panels makes them incredibly scalable. And as a result of that, countries like China and India are building amazingly large photovoltaic farms. So we're seeing this upscaling of solar that we wouldn't have considered was possible only a few years ago.
Do you believe that renewable energy sources are on track to becoming a substitute for fossil fuels and non-renewable energy sources?
Right. Well, some are, of course. I mean, the US is doing it at the moment. Whether it will still be doing it after the US elections next year, that's another question. But yes, I mean, it's pretty clear, I would have thought logically clear, that there's one overall pathway to zero carbon, and that is through the renewables. We don't actually have any other option. We've got to pursue the renewables and progressively remove fossil fuels from the supply room. So we've got to introduce renewables and let them replace the fossil fuels, and that's the way it's going to happen. And do I believe it's certain? No, I don't. But I think it is the best chance we've got. So we've got to give it our best shot. I think with solar showing that it is actually possible for it to have a significant impact, then I don't feel confident, but I think it's possible. For our own sake, it's important that we do in New Zealand and places like Australia as well.
Speaking of New Zealand, do you believe that New Zealand is falling behind on implementing PVs?
I looked up last night the amount of solar. Well, I mean, there's two questions. Sorry, I don't want to confuse you. There's the question of how many homes and businesses in New Zealand placing solar panels on their roofs or in their property. And there's the second question of the development of photovoltaic farms of the type I described before. They won't be as enormous as the ones in China and India. So I suppose overall I would say that for New Zealand, it's generating currently 400 megawatts of solar power, which isn't bad. It's a start, it's a beachhead, then it'll probably grow. It'll certainly grow. Investors will see it as almost inevitable growth project. So I think it'll get a lot of investment from ordinary investors who are thinking green, but also for professional investors who see an inevitable growth pattern. So yeah, I think it'll grow in the future. It's modest now. We can't compare obviously ourselves even with Australia, which has very high solar potential, if you know what I mean. Solar potential is the amount of the country's regions in the country that are ideal for solar. And you can imagine Western Australia, central part of South Australia, but particularly the northern areas of Western Australia and the Kimberleys in that area are probably some of the best in the world for solar potential. That is the potential in the future to become a major region for developing solar energy.
Do you think that the government policies such as reversing the oil and gas exploration ban or fast-track legislation could have any impact on our renewable energy sector?
Well, I hope not. I really hope not. And sometimes some of those moves by the government is almost like going backwards down the road. It is going backwards. It's unbelievable that they did it because it's so out of step with the rest of the world. And countries like ourselves that are relatively wealthy, almost every one of them are way, way ahead of us anyway. We were falling behind them simply because we hadn't done enough. But now we're actually running backwards at some pace. If I tell you, I think I'm correct in saying this, that the country that is most advanced in this respect is Denmark. Denmark is a country, I suppose, that's comparable in many ways to New Zealand. And something like 60% of Denmark's grid is solar. And I think that's an absolutely fantastic. Mind you, they're a long way ahead of what comes next. I can't remember what comes next. But just to show you what a big gap it is, we're kind of in negative. Well, we're in some respects, we're in negative ground, and Denmark are kind of leading the world.
And one final question. In your article, you mentioned that a Trump presidency could cause increased carbon emissions. How would you say this would happen?
I was just listening a little bit to the Republican selection of a Trump last night, also about the announcement of the vice president. And somewhere along the line there, somebody, may have been Vance, the new VP, said that they were going to, what was the phrase they used? They were going to make the energy industry in the United States powerful again. Well, the only way, I think what they mean, is that they're going to open the gas fields and new oil fields. That's what they're talking about. So, yes, that actually would be a massive problem for the world because the U.S. is one of the three largest carbon emitters on the planet. If any one of those three, that is India, China, and the United States, if any one of those fails to actually pursue a serious a development of reducing carbon emissions, then the rest of us who have to tail along and accept whatever it is they do, that will be a serious problem for the whole planet, including New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.